In 2001, the island was under siege from foot-and-mouth disease. Extraordinary precautions taken in the UK, large areas out of bounds, major sporting events cancelled. The Isle of Man had really clamped down on movements, but the farming industry was desperately worried. An outbreak here could mean all island livestock being destroyed. A precaution which apparently was already in place was the herd of the extraordinary Manx Lockton sheep. They were on the Calf of Man, which was owned by Manx National Heritage.
Initially in February, the instructions from the Animal Health Unit of DAF were that no stock should be moved anywhere. But it is fortuitous in a way, because as an isolation ward, the Calf of Man is about as good as you can get. I think now the experience of the foot and mouth outbreak across has probably indicated that although airborne infection is a possibility, it's much less so than contact through other sources. So if you're a mile or 2 miles away from other stock, it's about as good as you can get on the Isle of Man.
Can they continue living there after the lambs grow up? Is there enough room?
Yes. Well, of course, there is. Every year we take off lambs so that there's a constant sort of recycling and recropping. So, we keep the stock numbers about the same.
But are you allowed to take them off with the current restrictions?
That is a problem just at the moment, but we're hoping that in the autumn that it'll be possible to do that in the late autumn, as it happened, of course, last year.
But anyway, in the long term, it is quite useful to have had this little pocket away, tucked away with these current restrictions.
Very much so. I mean, we held our breath early on. If you remember, there were all sorts of there was information about the infection being able to travel 300 kilometres, and that was rather dangerously close to the distance from, for instance, Wales, where there'd been bad outbreaks in Anglesey. So far, touching wood, and with the precautions, which have been very, very strict. I mean, I myself went across and we closed down the harbours. We did have a problem earlier on from people who were arriving on these rigid inflatable boats at weekends, to do picnics and things, and we had to stop that very firmly. And fortunately, the general public have been very good about observing the restrictions.